radio test. K2 RCL.
2 RCL. K4 OSH.
4 PFI. Pat, is that you?
How you doing, sir? K4 OSH back to you.
Yeah, I was in away from the radio, but I thought that was who that was. I hadn't talked to you in a long time. You doing all right?
You're fighting the fight, hanging in there. It's been a couple of coons' ages since we talked, I think.
Yeah, well, I don't know about you, but I'm getting old.
I noticed that I was not doing all the things I used to do with near the speed I did.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of my fuel level's running low. That's what I always tell them.
Yep, I stay busier than I want to sometimes, but I just move at my own pace and I get things done when I get things done.
Gets on to me from time to time for doing things that I guess I shouldn't be doing, but I went out there yesterday and busted up a bunch of kindling for the wood stove, but it's packed on the back porch. I didn't even light the thing up. It's been too warm.
It's a good time to get your kindling together when you don't have to rush and get it done because you're freezing to death.
That's the truth. I had a little problem out of my furnace that, I had the fellas come out and check it. There was a thing called a motherboard that was going out, and it's a gas pack's what it is. And they replaced the motherboard, and that wasn't what the problem was. It was the motor that turns the fan or the squirrel cage blower that's down there that pushes the air in the house. It's got three different speeds on it, and it was only running on low.
I think it's always easy to blame it on the computer part. That's usually the problem, but I think that's the first place they go is to say, oh, something about this computer part's messed up. We'll replace that and it'll fix it.
It's KG4PFI for ID. You know, Pat, this stuff has got so complicated that the guys that work on it don't even know how to fix it to start with, especially on a car. They got them so sophisticated that the only way you can figure out what's wrong with it, you got to have some kind of great big, very costly piece of equipment to check it with. And then that don't necessarily mean that's what's wrong with it.
OSH here. I get really frustrated with automobile engineers. I had to last week. Mine wouldn't start. So 2017 Suburban, original battery. Put the charger on it and it cranked up, and I thought, well, maybe I've left something on I shouldn't have. And so it seemed fine that day. The next morning, wouldn't start again. So I got it started and went to the battery store. And they had to take the car apart to get a battery in and out.
I know there was a lady had a problem in I think it was some kind of van that she had. I don't remember what the name of it was, but I think it was a Dodge, but I ain't sure. And to get the battery out, you had to take a back seat out.
A neighbor down the street, I believe theirs is a Buick, one of the little SUV-type things. We used to call them station wagons, but that's not the correct thing anymore. And he had a battery problem, couldn't figure out where the battery was. Finally got the owner's manual out, and it was under the floor, under the back seat. Had to take a whole bunch of stuff out, and access panels, and one thing and another. It was ridiculous. They should have to fix what they designed.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. When I was in the service, the engines that I worked on, I was a jet engine mechanic in the Air Force, and sometimes I would think that whoever designed the thing didn't think about the poor mechanic that had to work on it.
It was the furthest thought from their mind when they're figuring out how they're going to put it together or have somebody else put it together.
Well, I hope you're doing all right. I had a birthday this past month, November, I made it up to 81, believe it or not.
And congratulations, and you sound just like you've always sounded on the radio. Not one bit of change. You've got about 3 years on me, but I'm still plugging along, and hope to continue to do that for a while. It's really nice to hear you. I was going back to somebody who I thought had called for a radio check, but he didn't come back to me, so I either confused his call sign or heard it from somewhere else. But I'm glad you came back, and tell Miss Linda hey, and we'll catch you again one of these days.
Appreciate it. I enjoyed talking with you. It's been a long time since I've seen you, but I know one time you came out and bought some antennas from me. I believe that's what it was. But I hope the rest of your day goes well. If I don't talk to you again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that kind of carrying on. But that boy of mine, he's turning 50. He's 58. He'll turn 59 coming up in this year. And he's talking about retiring. So I can't believe that. It seemed like yesterday he was only, I was holding him in my arms as a baby. You have a good day, what's left of it, and I enjoyed talking with you. KG4PFI, this is Don in Piedmont. Good evening.
You guys too, and hope things continue to go well. Yeah, when our kids start getting old, or what we used to consider old, it's kind of scary. You take care, and we'll talk to you again soon. K4OSH clear.